Let's keep going now with the shift. Now we'll explore the nuances of healthcare delivery as people relocate and communities grow or shrink in size. SDPB's Keely Boltina joins us now live from Centerville. Keely.
Thanks, Lori. We are in Centerville, but we are talking with a certified nurse practitioner who has been working for the last 5 years in Vyberg, South Dakota, which is about 10 miles away from here. Kayla Nielsen, thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Can we start by discussing this concept of what a certified nurse practitioner is so that we can get it out of the way?
So we know, because it's confusing.
Right.
Of what exactly do you do? Well, my day consists of clinic in Vyberg, but also in Vyberg we have an emergency room, we have a hospital, so I help take care of all of that. So I see my patients through the day in the clinic taking care of pediatrics. I do well child visits. I see people back to manage their diabetes. I see ear infections, all the respiratory stuff, all the influenza we've had going on. So it's a big variety over there of what I do. We have a physician over there and another nurse practitioner, but then we also have another nurse practitioner here in Centerville at the clinic and a PA up in Parker, but mostly we're just taking care of the patients, whatever needs they have, all doing pretty similar things.
And that's, you mentioned those places as kind of the greater Pioneer Memorial family, because the hospital and health service in Vyberg is Pioneer Memorial, and then there's a clinic here in Centerville, and they're managed by Sanford Health. So you see the Sanford logos, but also the Pioneer Memorial, and it's kind of this cooperation.
Right.
And we also know that by that management, sometimes we can streamline some processes in smaller towns that maybe healthcare organizations couldn't do if they were these individual clinics as they used to be, things like electronic medical records. So why would something like that be important to the patients that you see in Vyberg if they have to go someplace like Sioux Falls?
You know, it's convenient for having the same computer network that if I have a patient that's maybe in the emergency room that we need to send up to Sioux Falls to Sanford, that any of their lab work they had done, the CAT scan results, notes from my visits are all in there. That makes it much more convenient for that transition of care.
And with that, I want to talk about this concept of being in communities, because we used to see that a lot of small towns in South Dakota had like the one doctor. I was talking with somebody earlier today here in Centerville, and she said, oh yeah, that was Doc Pascal. And I remember, you know, in Lenox, it was Dr. Scott Rogers. Like that was the physician that was there, and that's who you went to see.
Right.
And now that's changed a little, but there's also this community presence at, you know, the small town level. Why is that critical?
You know, it's for the convenience of the patients. We do have a fairly large elderly population that we serve, but all ages too, you know, and the convenience of having everything you need close, either in the community of Vyberg or in the surrounding communities that were there for them. And yes, we used to have, it was Dr. Nelson, Dr. Mark. They
so
were
you
our
know
big,
them
yes. And they were, you know, and those are some big shoes to fill because unfortunately, Dr. Mark passed away just shortly before I started over there. You know, but I took on a lot of his patients. And so I kind of feel like I got to take over being, you know, that small town provider for them. And, you know, people really appreciate that, that someone, you know, my plan is to stay there until they kick me out. And I think that's important for the patients that feel they can establish and that they have everything that they need and that there's going to be that continued care, that they're not going to have to switch every few years when someone comes and someone leaves. And I think that's just very important to our patients around here.
Kick me, I'll stay there until they kick me out or make me leave is a pretty high level of commitment there, Kayla Nielsen. You, let's talk about that then, because you are kind of, I guess we can call you a local, right?
Yes.
And you have a passion for that local medicine.
I do. I graduated high school from Wakanda, went all the way north to Vyberg to work
all the
up
way
there.
North.
All the way north.
Right.
It's about 12 miles, maybe.
Okay.
You know, actually, I'm Danish, so I felt like the Irish community of Wakanda, I love them dearly, but, you know, I'm with my Danish folks now
Your
in
people.
Vyberg. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I've always had a passion for rural medicine. That's where I wanted to be. I wanted to be in a small town. I wanted to be, you know, my inspiration was Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. If I could jump on a horse and have my black doctor's bag and go make house calls, That would be ideal. But the patients come to me, and it's not too far away coming to Vyberg. So always been a passion of mine. I'm happy to be serving the community like this.
And you say always because that dates back to high school for you.
It does. Actually, my senior year, my research paper that I wrote was on the shortage of physician assistants in rural South Dakota. And so, I mean, even back then, we were recognizing the shortage that we have of providers in these small towns. And I'm happy to be able to fulfill and lessen some of that shortage, at least around in this area.
Earlier today, I was speaking with the librarian here in Centerville, and she says, it's amazing to have a certified nurse practitioner in Centerville. I know her by name, so I see her. She knows my kids, and so we might not do all of our, you know, medical needs or services here in Centerville, but it's nice that if my kid has a fever or an ear infection, that I can go to someone who knows our family, and I don't have to spend a bunch of time driving to a big city for something that might be minor. I mean, it sounds like that's one of the advantages you're talking about, but also this concept that people who live and work in the community might be better suited to treating other people in the same community.
Right. You know, I know most of my patients personally too. I mean, I see them down at the grocery store and I go to church with them and I'm on boards and committees in town with them. So it's that nice connection where, yes, you come in to see me and we take care of your health needs, but we sometimes spend a lot of time chit-chatting about what else is going on and just, you know, their lives too. So I think that's an important part of it as well. You know, but like the convenience part that you were talking about with, you know, yes, maybe they don't utilize all of the services that we have, but they utilize quite a bit of it. And, you know, we try to offer things like clinic hours. I'm there every Monday night in Vyberg until 8 o'clock, so that, you know, these parents don't have to rush their kid up to Sioux Falls to acute care and sit there for hours to get their ear infection diagnosed and taken care of. You know, Centerville's open late on Tuesdays, Parker's open late on Wednesdays, you know, trying to make it convenient for those working families. You know, but then we also have things in Vyberg too, as far as like outreach physicians that will come down there. So we have an orthopedic doctor, we have a cardiologist, we have a podiatrist, we have a surgeon. You know, so we try to offer those things to our patients. And there's so many of them that say, that's just so convenient that I don't have to go to Sioux Falls for everything that I need. Occasionally you do, because we can't offer it all, but we try to at least accommodate most of it for them.
It seems like that makes sense, that you and would really benefit patients to bring those people in when possible. But what about this concept that, well, I've always seen a doctor, and that's my doctor, and I'm going to go to the doctor, and that's just a CNP. That's just a certified nurse practitioner.
Right.
Help me clear that up.
It's a difficult concept, because we're all trained differently, you know, and doctors are, you know, school, residency. I mean, their training is different and more extensive to treat. I mean, they go into specialties and take care of those. You know, we're doing more family practice, general medicine. And so, yes, it's a difficult concept to say, you know, I've always seen the doctor, but that's always what's been there. It was Dr. Nelson, Dr. Mark. There was always the doctor. You went to the doctor. And so kind of this new concept of physician assistants and nurse practitioners being in these small towns, it's more of an education for the patients to know, what do we do? What can we do for you? What's our scope? What can we take care of for you? And so it's just more educating the patients. And, you know, the longer I've been there, the easier it is for them to not have that idea that, oh, you're just a nurse practitioner, that, you know, what can you do for me? You know, they're starting to understand that I can take care of your health needs. And when I can't, that's where those specialists come in. And that's why we have colleagues. That's why I can pick up the phone and talk to any of the physicians up at Sanford, because we don't practice alone. We all need help. And that's what we're doing.
And that concept of that collaboration, I think, is one of the advantages to different technologies or the electronic medical records, things like that, where it seems like if you're willing to, you can collaborate with people who have different backgrounds, different levels of degree, or different experiences with patients.
Right. You know, and we have some of that with like our technology in the emergency room, for instance. In Vyberg, we have this telemedicine that all I have to do is hit the button, connect up, and I'm talking with one of the Sanford ER docs up there, saying, here's my patient. We've got a video on them. They can, we have a stethoscope. We can have them listen to their lungs, their heart. And so, you know, it just makes things easier for us when maybe there's something more challenging that came into our emergency room that they probably see all the time, you know, but we just need some help and they're always willing to be there to help us. And that's what we're doing in medicine, though, is helping each other. We just want the patient to be taken care of, no matter whether that's for me as a nurse practitioner or a PA or a doctor or a specialist, whatever they need.
And I think that concept is one that we have struggled with as a small town community member when they're watching, you know, the sign change from that doctor to a different organization. And you're saying, no, we're still real people with real passions for medicine, and we're not going to not take care of you.
Right.
Tell me about maybe more of, as the demographics of the communities themselves shift, if we do see more people leaving small communities, is this local healthcare more critical, less critical, somewhere in the middle? I don't know.
I think maybe somewhere in the middle. And thankfully in Vyberg, I mean, we have a young community too. You know, a lot of people that are moving there with kids and... you know, some of these smaller towns, unfortunately, are struggling to keep their populations, you know, but I think having, you know, the clinics, the hospitals, having those things in those communities helps draw people there too, where they can say, you know, moving to Centerville versus another place that doesn't have a clinic, here I have a provider right there, you know, a clinic that's open 5 days a week that I can get my healthcare needs, just the same way where there's advantages to towns that have grocery stores or, you know, these other businesses too. So if we can provide healthcare in a small community, I think it's going to help keep those small communities alive and thriving.
So it's about treating the colds or the ear infections, but it's also about letting small towns thrive?
Yeah, I think there's a reassurance that you have that healthcare there for them and available.
And what, I mean, from your perspective, because you seem to have this passion specifically for local medicine, what happens if that doesn't exist?
Well, then people? I don't have a job.
Okay, well, that's true.
Yes.
I got that one.
Yes.
But really for people, I mean, what is the biggest takeaway of why this is important to keep medicine as close to the people it serves as possible?
Well, how convenient is it if you can drive down the street to the clinic and maybe if you had to go over to the hospital in Vyberg from Centerville, you know, that you can go get your blood drawn over there. You can go see the cardiologist over there when he comes. You can go see, you know, what we have in Vyberg versus anytime you need that, you're leaving the town. Well, you know, really for the benefit of the community, when those people are leaving and heading to Sioux Falls, to Yankton, to Vermilion, somewhere larger, where are they going to go get their groceries? They're not going to stop at Jones's in Vyberg. They're going to be gone, you know, so.
Right, I'm already here, so I might as well go to the big box store where it's cheaper.
Right.
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, for the convenience of people, you know, I had a lady this morning that even made the comment, a patient I was discharging from the hospital, and we were talking about, you know, what Vyberg has to offer, and she goes, it's sure better than having to drive to Sioux Falls for everything. So, you know, it's nice. We're appreciated for what we're offering these patients.
So if we question whether your work or this conversation is relevant, we have a woman who's answered that for us.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you so much. Kayla Nielsen is a certified nurse practitioner who works at Pioneer Memorial Hospital and Health Service in Vyberg, that's managed by Sanford Health. I'm Keely Boltina, broadcasting live from Centerville.